All right, good morning, Agit and Moed. Today's daf is Pei Beis in Maseches Baba Basra. Again, for those listening on the internet, this is Elisha Graf filling in for Rabbi Leibowitz, who may or may not be posting his shir on YU Torah. I know he is away at a Pesach program for a couple of days. He is giving the daf shir, so he may post it. He does give it a little bit later in the morning. If he does post it, of course, I encourage you to listen to his. If you're stuck, though, we will learn together. So Rabbi Leibowitz left off yesterday, really in the middle of a discussion. We have been talking about, just generally speaking, to back up, we had been talking about what happens if somebody buys two trees in the middle of somebody else's field versus if somebody buys three trees in the middle of somebody else's field. The nafkamina being whether you are kone karka along with the trees or whether you are not kone karka along with the trees. And the rule was that if you were kone shtei ilanos, if you bought two ilanos in the middle of somebody else's field, you were not kone karka. Whereas if you bought three ilanos in the middle of somebody else's field, then that's already considered to be a shtei ilanos, in which case you are kone karka as well. So what's one of the nafkaminas? So the nafkamina that we were talking about yesterday was regarding havas bikurim, that you only bring Bikurim according to some of the Shitas. We saw outlier Shitas yesterday also, but according to the mainstream Shitas, you only bring Bikurim if you actually own land, because when you're maybe Bikurim, you're Kore, you read the Psukim of Arami Ovedavi, you read the Psukim in Sefer Devarim, and one of the Psukim that you read is Esa Aretz Asher Nasata Li Hashem. And the question is, are you allowed to say that pasuk if you don't really have aretz, if you don't really have land? So that's toloyin, are you kona land when you're kona the trees, or are you not? So we saw yesterday, so we left off yesterday in the middle of that discussion. We're going to continue the discussion on Mevi Ve'ena Kore today. And again, just to recap that, the Gemara was bothered about this sort of hybrid status of Mevi Ve'ena Kore. It seems as if we're Mesupuk, that on the one end we're bringing the Bikurim, on the other end we're not being Kore the Psukim. And the Gemara's question was why? Stop hedging. It's either one or the other. So either don't bring, or if you bring, don't read the psukim. If you bring, rather read the psukim. So we saw yesterday also the Gemara was nervous. What happens about trumas and maisras? Because really bikurim are potter in trumas and maisras, but is it bikurim or not? If it's not bikurim, then it's potter, then it's chayiv in trumas and maisras. So how do you deal with the trumas and maisras giving the bikurim to the kohen? So we saw all that. So we're going to continue and finish up with that discussion. And then we are going to carry on with a discussion on Pei Beis Amud Aleph about when you buy these two trees, whether the trunks versus the roots belong to the buyer or the seller. And then the Gemara is going to talk about when you buy three trees in the middle of somebody else's property, you are kone karka. So the Gemara is going to talk about how much karka are you already kone. The karka between the trees, it's the karka under the trees, it's a little bit of karka around the trees, and the Gemara going on to Pei Beis Amud Beis is going to talk about why, in fact, you are kone karka around the trees if we see that according to some mandiyamrim, you're not even kone a derech to your trees. If you buy three trees in the middle of somebody else's field, you're not even kone a derech to your trees to get to your trees. If you're not kone a way to get to your trees, why would you be kone land around the trees? So we'll see all of that. So let's start with we're really in the middle of the discussion. So we left off yesterday, three lines up from the bottom on Pei Aleph Amud Beis. But we should back up. We should back up a little bit. So says the Gemara. So why don't we go 2, 4, 6? Why don't we go 7 lines up from the bottom again, in the middle of the line? So again, the Gemara is talking about, well, if it's not Bikurim, how do you dispense with your requirement to give Trumas to Maisros? Because after all, Maisorishon has to be given to a Levi, and the Bikurim are all given to the Kohanim. So the Gemara wound up saying, well, it's not really a problem because he could give Truma to the Kohen. You give Maaser Sheni to the Kohen. You give Maaser Ani to a poor Kohen. How about Maaser Rishon has to go to a Levi? Says the Gemara, no, not necessarily. It could also go to Kohanim, according to one Mandi Amar. So the Gemara said, V'doma Bikurim Ninu, but maybe they really are Bikurim, Uvo Kriya. And they also should require the reading of the Psukim. So how could you tell me that you don't read the Psukim when you bring these Bikurim? So says the Gemara, Kriya lo Makeves, that Kriya is not Ma'akev. It's not Ma'akev if you're not Kore. Says the Gemara, V'lo, is that true that Kriya is not Ma'akeves? V'yama Rav Zera, I Rav Zera said, a famous rule, Lagabe Menachos, Kol Haroi Labila. Now again, just to recap, we covered this very quickly yesterday, that the Karban Mincha has to be flour mixed with oil. And the Shita of Rav Zera is in Meseches Menachos that the mincha has to contain enough flour so that it is capable of being mixed with oil. And what's that amount of flour? That amount of flour is shishim isaron. It's 60 isaron. And says Rav Zera something very interesting, a very interesting rule, that if you have an amount of flour that's capable of being mixed with oil, then says Rav Zera that kolaroi labila, if it's capable of being mixed with oil, ain bila makevespo. Then the bila, then the mixing is not going to be ma'akev. Even if you happen not to have mixed the flour with the oil, as long as you have a shear of flour that's capable of being mixed with oil, that's enough. And v'she'ena roi labila, bila ma'akevespo. However, if it's not roi labila, let's say if you have too much flour, if you have 61 isaron of flour, then bila is going to be ma'akev. Because so long as you could do it, it's not going to be ma'akev. But once you can't do it, once it's impossible for you to fulfill the mitzvah of bila, all of a sudden bila is going to be ma'akev. And same thing over here. Same thing over here. So says the Gemara, how could you tell me that kriya is not ma'akev? Kriya is not ma'akev only when you're capable of doing the kriya. So if you're capable of doing the kriya and you don't do it, maybe then it's not ma'akev. But if you're not capable of doing the kriya, then kriya should be ma'akev like the shita of Rabbi Zeira. So Rabbi Leibowitz mentioned an interesting Rashbam. So I read the Rashbam. I think I found what's interesting there. He'll correct me when he gets back if I'm wrong in what he was pointing to, but the Rashbam says something fascinating here in Dibra Maskel Kolaroi Labila. See, he's explaining the Shita of Rabbi Zeira about how the Mincha has to be 60 Isaron. So it says the Rashbam in the middle of this Rashbam, Aval Shishim Ve'echad She'en Roi Labila. However, if the Mincha contains 61 Isaron of flour, where it's not going to be Roi for Bila because it's too much flour, the ratio of flour to oil is too high, then Ma'akevespo. The fact that you're incapable of doing the bila, that's going to be ma'akev. The kivan dechsiv, because it says in the pasuk v'yitzak alei shemen v'tziva livlal, because it says in the pasuk that you have to pour the shemen on the mincha. It commanded us to mix the oil into the flour. Dechsiv blulash maminash etziva kadosh baruch hu lavi mincha sheyachal l'kayim ben mitzvas belila, that you are mechuyev to bring a mincha where it's possible for you to be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Bila. Not necessarily that you are Bolel, but that you are capable of being Bolel. And when he brings a mincha with 61 isaron of flour, such a mincha is not like the type of mincha that we were commanded to bring. Why? Because we were commanded to bring a mincha that's capable of being mixed. This mincha is incapable of being mixed. V'areyu kamevi mincha minakitnius. It's like you bring a mincha from Kitnius. How's that for a dafyomi coincidence for a bunch of Ashkenazim reading this on Pesach? It's like, but it's interesting. If you bring a mincha with too much flour, it's as if you didn't bring a mincha of flour at all. It's as if you brought a mincha of Kitnius, which is not the min at all. The ain't a klum. Shekol dover, shetziva kodesh baruch hu lahavi, yesh ikav b'ikar avaso lahavi boso inyan, shetziva kasav. Because if the pasuk tells me I have to bring a mincha of flour, then I have to bring a mincha of flour. I can't bring a mincha of beans. I can't bring a mincha of rice. I can't bring a mincha of anything else. And says the Rashbam is mechadesh that if I have too high a ratio of flour to oil, It's not considered like flour at all. Okay, so the Gemara, anyway, where we left us, so here's where we left off yesterday. So the Gemara is back with its kasha. So how could it be that I am bringing these bikurim and I'm not reading? Because if I'm incapable of performing the mitzvah of kriya, then kriya should be ma'akev according to the shita of Rav Zera. So says the Gemara, there are other ways to get around the chiyav of kriya. So don't worry about it. How? To avid luka Rav Yosi Rav Chanina, we do the trick of Rav Yosi Rav Chanina, who says what? Yamar bots from b'shugram b'yad shliach. Who says that if you gather the bikurim and then you send them in the hands of a shliach to Yerushalayim, umay shliach bederech, and then the shliach dies on the way to Yerushalayim, then mevi veina korei, then he brings the bikurim, but he's not korei the psukim. Taima, my taima, what's the reason? Dechsiv v'lakachta vehe vesa, because it says in pasuk v'lakachta vehe vesa, that the person who's lokeach, the person who takes the bikurim, has to be the person who brings the bikurim, and only when the person who takes the bikurim is the same as the person who brings the bikurim, only then do we perform the mitzvah of kriya. If it's a different person, so in other words, says the Rashbam, either if it's the owner gathering and then he gives it to a shliach, so it's different people doing the gathering and the bringing, or if the shliach gathers and starts to bring and then he dies in the middle of the way, so we have to have a replacement shliach, or the owner then comes and brings the bikurim the rest of the way to Yerushalayim. In that case, we don't have the same person gathering and bringing, and because we don't have the same person gathering and bringing, we wouldn't have to read the parsha. So the Rashbam says over here in the last Rashbam on the page that because it says in the pasuk v'lakachta v'vesa hilkach hecha debatzron iu v'shliach evian, where he collects it and where the shliach brings it, lo avi lekicha, it's not a lekicha v'avah be'echad ela b'shnayim v'chein echad the misbederech lo avi lekicha v'gmar havah be'echad. We don't have everything performed by one person. So here we have a machlokas tosfos in the Rashbam, because the Rashbam says aval hecha debatzron shliach. However, where the shliach collects the bikurim, gathers the bikurim, and brings them to Yerushalayim, oz korin abaylim, then the baal, when we say that if the shliach does everything from soup to nuts, from beginning to end, he reads, who reads the psukim? The baal reads the psukim, the shlucho shaladam kamoso, v'yachal likros hine hevesi. And the Baal can then go to Yerushalayim. The Kriya has to be in Yerushalayim, but the Baal can go to Yerushalayim separately and read psukim that say, I brought Bikurim. How can he read psukim that says he brought Bikurim? He didn't bring Bikurim. Says the Rashbam, he did, because he appointed a shliach and shlucha shaladam kamoso, and because it was the one person, the one shliach who was doing everything from the gathering through the bringing, that is enough. That is enough. Says the Rashbam, Vaiter, umiyu shliach atzmo lav bar kriyahu. However, the shliach himself is not a bar kriya, kedetam b'mseches bikurim, she'en yecholomar asher nasata li, because he can't say asher nasata li, because the land wasn't given to him, the land was given to the guy who appointed him a shliach. So I mentioned the machlokas Rashbam and Tosfos. So Tosfos says, and it's a Tosfos that's printed on Pei Beis Amid Aleph. So Divrei Maskel Ad Asher Tei Lekicha Vava Beechad Perush Hakuntris the Batran Shliach Vevien Lirushalayim Korin Bailim. That Rashbam explains that if the shliach gathers them and brings them to Yerushalayim, then the Baal reads the psukim, the shlucho shaladam kamosa, because shlucho shaladam is kamosa, v'yocha likros hine hevesi, v'ein nira, says Tosfos, sheyikru bailim k'demash rabbi Yerushalmi. However, the Tosfos says, it's not nira, that's not mistaber, that the Baal can go read psukim that say, asher hevesi. Why? Because what's our whole Gemara about? Says Tosfos, this must be what Tosfos is saying. Our whole Gemara is about whether it's considered to be false, a misrepresentation if you bring Bikurim and you start talking about it as a Aretz Asher Nasatali and you don't own land in Eretz Yisrael. So how could it be that we're afraid of that and we're not afraid of saying Vei Vesi that I brought? No, you didn't bring. You made a Shli'ai Shlucho Shlodan Kamosa. Okay, but that's not considered like you brought. So there's a Machlokas Rashbam and Tosfos here. Okay, so says the Gemara Vayter. Now finally turning on to today's Daf Pei Beis Amid Aleph. So Shaatede Ashatehe Lakicha Vava Kecha. So it says Vlakachta Vebesa, the Lakicha and the Ava have to be with the same person. Vahaleka. And over here, we don't have that. So in other words, it's possible to engineer the bringing of the Bikurim to Yerushalayim where you wouldn't have a Chi of Kriya anyway. So you're going to ask me, how about the Kriya? It's Kriya's Ma'akev if I can't do it. No, there are other ways to get around the Kriya. So Amar Le Rav Acha Breda Rav Avya La Rav Ashi Michti. So it says Rav Acha Breda Rav Avya to Rav Ashi. I don't understand the whole controversy here. Psukim Inu. These are a bunch of psukim in Sefer Devarim. So Likri, so just read the psukim. Okay, so you don't own land in Eretz Yisrael. So guess what? When we read Parshas Kisavo and we read the Parsha of Bikurim, we're reading it in the Sefer Torah here from the Bima and Shul. Shabbos Parshas Kisavo. We're reading stuff Asher Nasatali, and we don't have land in Eretz Yisrael. So how are we allowed to read this? Doesn't it look like we're lying? But yet we read these psukim in the Chumash, so just like we read these psukim in the Chumash or in the Torah, a person who's bringing Bikurim should be able to read them. So it says the Gemara, Amalei Mishum Demechse Keshikra, because it looks like he's lying, because he's coming to the Beis HaMikdash and he's talking about this Aretz Asher Nasatali and it doesn't really own land. So says the Rashbam, so why doesn't it look like we're lying when we read Parshas Kisavo? So also, we don't have land in Eretz Yisrael, so what are we talking about? It says the Rashbam, no, it's a big difference. If I'm reading psukim in a Torah, if I stop, open up a Sefer Torah and I'm reading because I have a chiyuv of Kriyas HaTorah and I'm reading a parsha that talks about Mikra Bikurim, that's not a Mechzei Keshikra. That just looks like I'm reading what I'm supposed to be reading that week. If I'm coming to Yerushalayim and bringing my Bikurim, and I'm reading psukim that talk about the Bikurim, and then in that context I say, Esa'aretz Asher Nasatali, then I look like a liar if I don't own land, says the Rashbam. That's why it's a problem. And Rav Misharsha Bered Rav Chiyah, Amar, back in the Gemara, Rav Misharsha Bered Rav Chiyah says, Dilma Osi Lafkinu Mitruma Meiser. Well, the reason is because if somebody sees you bringing these Bikurim to Yerushalayim, and sees you reading the psukim, they're going to think that they're definitely Bikurim, and he's going to treat them like Bikurim Vadoim. And what's the issue with Bikurim Vadoim that we saw yesterday? That Bikurim Vadoim are not Chayiv in Truma Samaisros, and are not Chayiv in Truma Samaisros. So says the Rashbam, either we're afraid that somebody else is going to see this happen and think that this is Bikurim Vadoim, or the other pshat in the Rashbam is Inami Hai Gavra Gufei Hilkach Ovid Bu Hekeira Shalol Likros. That we're afraid that this guy, we're afraid the owner himself might conduct himself legabe these bikurim as if they're bikurim vadom if he's actually mevi vikore, and therefore we were masakein that he should not be kore, so that we know that these are suffek, and therefore the guy knows that he's actually going to have to be mafresh trumos umaisros from these bikurim. Okay, so that concludes the discussion on whether you bring Bikurim from this type of these trees that you own in the middle of somebody else's field. The Gemara now turns to who owns the offshoots of the trunk of the tree. Is it the buyer, the guy who buys the two trees, or is it the seller? And the Mishnah distinguished, although the header says Higdilu lo yishve, we talk again about trimming the branches when they grow too long and when they get overgrown. This part of the Gemara is talking about the part of the Mishnah where it said that whatever grows from the geza belongs to the buyer, and whatever grows from the shrushim belong to the seller, because the shrushim is already considered the ground. So says the Gemara, Hechi dami mina geza, v'hechi dami mina shrushim. So the Mishnah was distinguishing between what grows from the trunk and what grows from the roots. But give me an example of something that grows from the trunk. Give me an example of something that grows from the roots. So says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yochanan, so a simple way to calculate it is like this. Kol sharoa pnei chama, anything that is visible, any growth that grows from a place in the tree that sees the sun, literally, zeo min hageza, that's considered that it grows from the trunk. V'she'ein ro'a p'nei chama, zeo min hashrushim. And whenever it grows from a place that it does not have exposure to sunlight, that's considered to be from the shrushim. So it says the Gemara, don't assume that, if it grows underground, it may still be from the geza because the trunk of the tree extends a little bit underground before it branches out to the roots. No, rule of thumb, there's a bright line. Whatever grows that's visible is min hageza. Whatever grows that's not visible is min hashrashim. So says the Gemara of Aleichas Dilmei Maska Arashirton. So why aren't we afraid that the soil deposits build up around the base of the trunk of the tree, and if we give these offshoots to the buyer, he might raise the ground, he might raise the soil right by the tree, and he'll create the appearance as if there's the main tree, and then two other little trees, which are really those offshoots growing next to the tree, and he'll say, "Ah, you sold me three trees," and we know the rule in the Mishnah we saw was that a kona shlosha ilanos is kona karka. So why are we afraid that the guy is going to make this trick? Viamrele tulsa zavini li visli ara, that you actually sold me three trees, and therefore I own land, and therefore I own land over here. So there's a machlokas rishonim. What exactly this? Whether the guy's actually going to be successful with his taina. From the Rashbam, it's mashma that he be'emes will be matzliach with his taina, and the mocher is going to have to give him, and the mocher is going to have to give him the karka. That we should be afraid that the guy is going to make this ruse. He's going to build up the soil deposits around the tree. He's going to create the appearance as if the one tree, plus the two offshoots, were really three trees, and he's going to force the guy to give him karka. The Rambam argues with the Rashbam and says, no, he's not actually going to be matzliach. But he's going to be in a position where he's going to be able to be motzi laz on the mocher. He's going to go and he's going to besmirch the mocher's reputation because he's going to say, look, this guy sold me three trees, but he didn't give me karka. Here, he sold me three trees. It's the tree and it looks like two little trees. But says the Rambam, he's not actually going to be successful with the claim, and that he's not actually going to be able to force the seller to give him karka. The Nemuki Yosef is bothered. Why are we afraid that this guy is actually going to come with a taina like this? If he's going to raise up the soil around the base of the tree, and he's going to create the appearance as if this one tree is really three trees. So I have an idea. Let's take a shovel. Let's dig up the soil around the tree and let's see whether it's really one tree or three trees. So it says in the Nemuka Yosef, very interesting. He says because the key is whether at the time of the mecher it appeared as if the guy was buying three trees. If it appeared as if the guy was buying three trees, then really you should be kone karka. So digging up the soil now to ascertain whether it's one tree or whether it's three trees is not going to help us resolve the issue. Because so long as at the time of the mecher, he thought that he was buying three trees, he's entitled to karka. So says the Gemara, why aren't we afraid of this? Back in the Gemara, why aren't we afraid of this? So says the Gemara, El Amar Rav Nachman, Yakutz. So says Rav Nachman, okay, so when I say that whatever belongs to the, whatever grows from the Geza belongs to the Bala Ilan, belongs to the buyer, I don't mean that it belongs to the buyer and the buyer can keep the offshoots there, because you're right. If the buyer were to keep the offshoots there, we would be afraid that he's going to try to play this trick. What I mean is that the offshoots belong to the buyer, but the buyer has to chop them off. So make sure that he can't try to pull this trick. Says the Gemara, and also that was the sheet of Rav Yochanan that you have to cut the offshoots off. So Amar Rav Nachman Naktinan, we learn Dekel Ein Lo Geza. So a Dekel has no trunk. So says the Gemara, so the Gemara is bothered. What do you mean a Dekel palm tree doesn't have a trunk? You ever saw a palm tree? A palm tree has a big trunk and then it has leaves and some fruits all the way up on top, but it certainly has a trunk. So what does it mean? So Sofer Rav Zula Meimar, Ein lo geza labal dekel, that if a person buys a dekel tree, the buyer has no entitlement to the offshoots that grow from the trunk. Why? To kevan de la michpar ule sharesh kai, because since ultimately the tree is going to be dug out and uprooted, asuche mesach daite, you are mesiach das from owning any of the offshoots any of the offshoots from the trunk. Why? The Rashbam explains, because the buyer thinks that the tree is going to dry up very, very quickly and is actually not going to produce any offshoots from the, and is not going to produce any offshoots from the trunk. The Rashbam explains, because by a dekel it's in gizomachlif. You basically have one shot to try to get some of the growth from the trunk, and we're afraid that it might die quickly. There's not going to be any growth, and therefore you're mesiach, and therefore you're mesiach das. So says the Gemara, maska flora papa vakonish dei lonos de lemichbarm lasharish kaima. What difference does it make that the dekel is ultimately standing to be uprooted, and therefore you're not going to be kona anything from the geza? Guess what? If you buy two trees in somebody else's property, those trees are also ultimately going to be uprooted. Why? Because we know the rule is, said the Mishnah, that if you're kone to Ilanos, you're not kone karka. So what does it mean that you're not kone karka? It means that you are entitled to the space where that these trees are on for the time that these trees are live, and once the trees die, you have no entitlement to the karka anymore. So if you have no entitlement to the karka after these trees die, you shouldn't be entitled to the offshoots of the geza. Yet our Mishnah had said, Vikatani di yeshlo geza. Our Mishnah says that if you buy only two trees in somebody else's field, then the Bala Ilan does have an entitlement to the geza. Why? These trees are ultimately going to be uprooted. So says the Gemara, Elamara Papa, Ein lo geza labal dekel. Lefisha ein motzi geza. Well, the reason that the baldekel doesn't have the geza is because it is not motzi, because the dekel is not motzi geza. And the Rashbam says it's not that the guy is mesiach das because he knows that the dekel is going to dry up quickly and therefore he gives up hope. Dekel ela lefisha ein derech dekel hotzi min a geza klum. Ela lamala barosha gedilim kalanafav. That's what the Rashbam says. It's not the derech of the geza to produce anything from the trunk. Vehilkach olin lo bechevel, and the way you get the fruits down from the top of the palm tree is that you have to go up with a rope and you have to take them down. Because Amar ba mocher sabayis umishemahachi yisiach daito. And therefore your mesiach das. It's not that you know that the tree is going to be uprooted. It's just that the derech of the tree, the metzias, is the natural order is that nothing grows from the trunk of the tree. And if you know that you bought a tree, that nothing usually grows from the trunk, you're not going to have in mind that you're kona the geza. And says the Rashbam, interesting, vafilu mikri v'yotzim in a geza, even if it does happen that something grows from the geza, hare yushal balakarka, it's going to belong to the balakarka, umasnisim bilonos, or regilim lotzi geza mairi. Our Mishnah, which spoke about the bala ilon owning geza, our Mishnah was talking about trees where it's the derech of them to grow, where it's the derech of them to produce offshoots from the trunk. V'lo b'dekel, and simply not by a dekel. Hol v'lo shchiach lo tzi geza. V'chol milso d'lo masak lokeach adai t'lo kani. Because whatever doesn't usually happen in the Messias, the lokeach doesn't have in mind to be kona. Good. So that's Rav Papa's interpretation. Ula Rav Zvid kasha. However, according to Rav Zvid, who says that a dekel is motzi geza, we have a kasha. Rav Zvid kasha masnisim. But according to Rav Zvid, our mission is a kasha, because Mimela Rav Papa holds that a dekel doesn't produce anything from the geza at all. That's why if you buy a dekel, you're not kona what grows from the geza. But if you buy any of the other trees mentioned in our Mishnah, you would be kona what grows from the geza. The distinction that we just read in the Rashbam. But according to Rav Zvid, who says that a dekel does produce from the geza, so why would I not be kona from the dekel if I'm kona from every other tree, according to our Mishnah? Says the Gemara, Masnisin dezavin l'chameshanim. So now we're back to what the Gemara had asked in the Havamina. Because in a chinami, if you buy trees and you only buy two trees, so you know you don't have a zchus in the karka, and you know that your right in the karka is only temporary, then you're going to be mesiach das from ever owning the offshoots of the geza, because you know that your space in the land is not permanent. And that's why you're not kona geza. In our Mishnah, you are kona geza. Why are you kona geza? The Mishnah is talking about where you lease the land for 5 years, or you lease a space for 5 years. So if you lease a space for 5 years, well then you know, even if this tree dies within the 5 year term, you can plant something else, and therefore you're not mesiach das under those circumstances. Okay, so says the Gemara, Vaiterna, three lines up from the bottom. So Kana Shlosha, Kana Karka. So now the Gemara turns to the next part of the Mishnah, where it said that if you're Kona only two Ilanos, then you're not Kona Karka. However, if you are Kona three Ilanos, then you are going to be Kona Karka. So when we talk about a Kinyan and the Karka, what are we talking about here? Vikama, and how much Karka are you Kona? So Rav Chiya Bar Abba, Rav Yochanan. So says Rav Chiya Bar Abba, in the name of Rav Yochanan, Areza Kona Tachteyem, you're Kona underneath the trees, ubeneim, and between the trees, the space in between the trees, vichutzalan, and around the trees, kamala olro vasalo, enough space for the picker to stand with his basket and take down the fruits from the top of the trees. So the Rashbam says that Oro is talking dafka by, I think it's talking by dates, but olro vasalo by te'enim. There are a lot of different words that we use to refer to picking various fruits. Oro is the word that we use by te'enim, but oro vasala means the space around the tree. So it says the Gemara, Maskef la Rabbi Lazar, hashta derech ein lo, oro vasalo yeshlo. Now, the guy doesn't even have a derech. He doesn't even buy a derech to his tree. He's going to have an entitlement to space around his tree. So says the Rashbam. We need to see the Rashbam here. Dirir maskal maskef la Rabbi Lezer. So la Rabbi Yochanan, he asked the kasha to Rabbi Yochanan, diyov le derech chutzulem kamal ora vasalo kadei lahalich svivas ilam malake perosav. Really, you think you're going to get space around the trees so that you could be malake the peros? Hashta derech ein la likones derech zadeo shabal sade leilich li nosav elo yafriach ba. So we paskin like the Rabbanan, again, the famous machlokas Rabbanan and Rabbi Kiva that we've been seeing here for the past couple of weeks, whether mocher is ba'ayin yafa mocher or ba'ayin ra mocher. Rabbi Kiva said that when a person is mocher, he sells something ba'ayin yafa, and therefore he includes more in a sale. The Chachamim said that if a person's mocher, he's mocher ba'ayin ra, and therefore he's going to include less in a sale. So according to the Chachamim, if you buy a group of three trees in the middle of somebody's field, then all that was sold to you were those trees. The mocher didn't also sell a right of way through his field, because the mocher is ba'ayin ra. The Amri Gabi Mocher Bor Vedus Ba'ayin Ra Mocher V'tzorech Likach Lo Derech Laboro Veduso. And just like if a person buys a cistern or a pit in the middle of somebody else's field, he has to buy a right of way. V'adin Ocha Gabi Shlosh Le'ilanos D'dami Labor Vedus Mishum Da'ara Achritehi. It's considered to be like a separate field in the middle of the Mocher's field. She'eni Ilanos Tentuam Bekarka Shabala Sadeh Sherei Yeshlem Karka V'chshivik Steya Ilan Befnei Atzmo Dumya D'bor Vedus Shu Karka Befnei Atzmo. This group of three trees is just like a Bor Vedus in the middle of somebody else's field. Velo ishtabit zedeli lana shalokeach the name gam lakol tzorcheichem ishtabit afilu lasas ladera kedlagamon gabe shtei lanos. So we saw that if, according to the Shita of the Chachamim, who say that mocher is ba'ayin ra mocher, if a person sells three trees in the middle of his field, he does not include in the sale a right of way. So if you're going to tell me that I can't even get to my trees, now according to those Chachamim, I'm going to be entitled to space around my trees to pick the fruit. That's a luxury, says the Rashbam. In the next Rashbam, we don't have time to read it inside, I could just go pick some other way. It's difficult for me to pick if I don't have the land around the trees. Too bad. Go up on a rope and get the fruits from the top of the tree. Collect them from right underneath the tree. But how does it make sense that I wouldn't have something as fundamental as a right of way to my tree, but I'm going to have the space around my tree? So says the Gemara, back in the Gemara, four lines down from the top. Summer of Zera, Medivra Rabbeinu Nilmad, from our Rebbe we learn, Shloshu Dein Lo Derech, that if I buy three trees in the middle of somebody else's field, then I don't have a derech. Hashnayim yeshlo. However, if I buy only two trees in the middle of somebody else's field, then I do have a derech. Why? It seems paradoxical. But diamar lei ba'ara didach kaima. Because if a person buys two trees, he could say to the seller, you were meshabed your land to me anyway. Because I don't own any land in the middle of your land. I only own trees. But you're permitting me to keep my trees on your land. So if you're permitting me to keep my trees on your land, you're also giving me access through your land to my trees. But if I buy three trees in the middle of somebody else's field, the guy's not meshabed his land to me because I own the land. So all I own is what's there. I don't own a right of way. So Amar Le Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak LaRava, Lema, Rebbe Lazar, les le de Shmuel Rabbe. Should we say that Rebbe Lazar doesn't hold like Shmuel? Because Rebbe Lazar said that our Mishnah is interpreted according to the Chachamim, but Diyamar Mocher, Damar Shmuel, Alach Kravikiva, but Shmuel had said that Alach is like Kravikiva, the Omar Mocher, Ba'ayin Yafa Mocher. So Shmuel holds like Kravikiva, the Mocher is Ba'ayin Yafa, but Rebbe Lazar interprets the Mishnah like the Chachamim, that Mocher is Ba'ayin Ra, so how could it be he doesn't know like his Rebbe? So Amarle, Loma Sukma Masisin Kravikiva, that we can't set up the Mishnah to go like Rabbi Akiva. Why can't we set up the Mishnah to go? Why can't we set up the Mishnah to go like Rabbi Akiva? Mimai midiktani higdilu yishafa. Because we had said that if the trees grow too long, if the branches grow too long, then the Baal HaKarka can force the Baal HaIlon to trim his branches. And if you want to hold like the, if you want to say that the Mishnah was holding like Rabbi Akiva, amai shafa, why should you have to trim the branches? Why should the lokeach have to trim the branches? Homer mocher ba'ayin yafa mocher, ayin mocher ba'ayin yafa mocher. And if the mocher is mocher ba'ayin yafa, then he should sell not only the tree but also the right for the branches to grow longer and even impede his ownership in the sadeh a little bit. So says the so he says Elamai Amarle Amar de Amar Rabbi Akiva Gabe Bar Vidus Lo Machashi Ara Gabe Elon Gabe Elon Mishamitle. So he says, maybe when does Rabbi Akiva say that Mocher is buying Yafa? That's only by a Bar Vidus. That's only by a cistern in the middle of somebody else's field. That if I buy a cistern in the middle of somebody else's field, Rabbi Akiva would say, I bought also along with that a derech to get to my cistern, because it's no impact on him that I have a right of way through his field. However, by these things having to do with trees, it does impact him. And if it impacts him adversely, maybe he's not going to let me do it. Maybe it's not included in the sale. Gabe Elon, Mishamitle. However, by an Elon, who says that Rabbi Akiva would also hold Mocher ba'ayin yafa Mocher? Milo Modi Rabbi Akiva. Isn't Rabbi Akiva Mode be Ilan Anota Latoch Sudei Chaveru Shakotzeitz Melo Mardea Me'al Gabe Machrisha? Doesn't Rabbi Akiva say that if a person has a tree that's on his border of his property and the branches lean over into somebody else's property, that the owner of the other property can chop down enough branches so that a person can ride by the tree on a plow standing upright? That Rabbi Akiva basically says that when it comes to this agricultural type of thing, when it comes to buying a tree or buying a field next to somebody else's field, Rabbi Akiva says, I'm not going to sell Ba'ayin Yafeh if it's going to severely impinge on my ability to work on my land. And so says the Gemara, maybe Rebbe Lezer can even be holding like Rabbi Akiva. Why? Because we had said that Rebbe Lezer holds like the Chachamim, and therefore he explains the Mishnah like the Chachamim. Therefore, he must not hold like his Rabbi Shmuel, holds like Rabbi Akiva. What we wound up saying is, now maybe Rabbi Akiva would even agree in our Mishnah that Mocher is Ba'ayin Ra. Because when does he say Mocher Ba'ayin Yafa? It's only by a Bar Vidus. When it's going to impact and impair his own ability to use his land, maybe he wouldn't say Ba'ayin Yafa Mocher. All right, so says the Gemara Vayter, Tanya Kavase de Rabbi Chia Baraba, Hareza Kona Tachteim Uveneim Vuchutzle Kamale Oro Vesalo. That's what the guy is Kona. So Amalei Abayel Rabbi Yosef Osan Oro Vesalo Mizoran. Who plants in that area that's around the trees? So Amalei Tanitua. So we already learned it. Achitzon Zareah Saderech. So when we talked about two people who own a garden, one behind the other, there's an interior and an exterior. So who plants the derech and the interior garden as a derech through the exterior garden to get there? Who plants in the derech? It's the Baal HaChitzon. So too over here, who's analogous to the Baal HaChitzon? It's the guy who owns the field. So yes, the person who owns the tree, he has the right of way there. But the person who owns the field can plant on that Makom Oro Vesalo. So Amalei, Me dummy, is it comparable at all? Hasam less lay pseida. Over there, there is no pseida to the lokeach. If the owner of the outer garden plants the derech that the inner garden walks on to get to his garden, there's no pseida to the owner of the inner garden. He'll just walk through what the other guy planted. Avalacha is lay pseida to the lokeach. However, over here, how can you tell me that the owner of the field can plant in the makam or of a salo? It's going to cause a loss to the lokeach. How's it going to cause a loss to the lokeach? What does he care? Demarle coming out be peri, because he could say that you are ruining my peros. Why are you ruining my peros? Because when my peros fall, I don't want them to get all dirty from the seeds that you planted here. So you're ruining them. So halo dami ela l'seifa. This is only doma to the seifa. Vezeh vezeh ain rashon lezora. Where we say that zevazeh is ain rashon lezora. So who plants in the makom malay oro v'salo? The answer is nobody. Tanya kavasei dabaya reza kana tachtem v'neim v'chutzal mekamale oro v'salo v'zevze ain rasham lizoro and neither person is allowed to plant in the makom oro v'salo, because if the bala saw that plants in the makom oro v'salo, it's going to cause a loss to the bala ilan. When its fruits fall down, it's going to soil his fruits. All right, so let's leave off here. Tomorrow we will talk about how close together the trees have to be in order to be considered a steya ilan if you buy three trees in the middle of somebody else's karka.